I'm speaking to Paul Hayes, Educating Coordinator with the Northside Partnership, and Paul travels down from County Armagh to work in the Northside Partnership. Paul, how was your commute this morning?
Yeah, Kieran, yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, commute was okay, so it was this morning. It's usually, you know, for a Monday morning, I suppose there is a few less people travelling in the current climate, I suppose, you know, because of the COVID and the restrictions, not as much traffic on the road.
Yeah, and with Brexit looming, it must be odd to have a COVID checkpoint at the border.
Yeah, it is. It's an unusual one, okay, yeah. It's definitely something that we have been dreading for a while, is a checkpoint at the border again, you know. And it's unusual to see it, I suppose, manned by the guards, you know.
And are you nervous that this is a sign of things to come?
Yeah, well, I suppose, like, it's been a kind of unpredictable time over this last few years, ever since the Brexit vote. It's been kind of on people's minds around the border areas, you know, between kind of, you know, there's a lot of different towns and villages that straddle along the border. So there is, like, between, like, say, where I live in kind of South Armagh, like, would be small villages that are very close to the border. And then you have the likes of Dundalk, which is probably one of the major towns in the south, you know. Like, so it's, you know, I suppose it's been a good time where we've been able to cross the border without any kind of restrictions, you know.
And can you remember, Paul, let me take you back to when the Brexit vote was announced. How did you feel?
Kieran, I remember actually getting up early that morning to go to vote. I got up at 7 o'clock before I went to, or I voted before I went to work that morning, because it was kind of, I understood that it was going to be have a major impact on the island of Ireland, and specifically for myself that works in Dublin and lives in Northern Ireland. It was something that I wanted to make sure and had, I suppose, cast my vote on it, you know. I wanted to remain because I kind of had an idea of some of the implications that it would have for me. It's definitely, the way it worked out, I suppose, that day, whenever it was a vote to leave, just marginally a vote to leave, it has had implications, you know, or, you know, it's the unknown since then, you know.
And do you think was it a shock to people in South Armagh, in South Down?
I think it was, Kieran, yeah. You know, I suppose there is people maybe that live further north would have less of an impact upon. I know Northern Ireland voted to remain by a good majority, from what I can remember. I kind of think that it's going to have more of an impact, especially on businesses who trade outside of the Northern Ireland, and as well as people who commute daily across the border. It's going to have a major impact upon. So that's, yeah, definitely it was something that was on a lot of people's minds around that area.
And when it comes to that commute, I mean, there are lots of people that travel across the border all the time for work and education. But what about when you're driving your car? Are there implications for car insurance and car licenses and stuff?
Very much so, yeah. There's a great website there, and it's been something that I've been logging on to for a while now. It's called borderpeople.info, and it kind of gives you a really good information page on, you know, your rights to reside and your right to work and taxation and social welfare payments and information. But I've been hearing, you know, through the media over this last kind of couple of weeks now that car insurance companies are going to be giving out green cards to people who are going to be travelling between Northern Ireland and Sutton and Republic of Ireland. So that's something that we're from the 1st of January 2021, we're going to have to make sure that we have in the car, you know. Which is going to have a bit of a change, you know.
Yeah, it's a funny word, a green card. It sounds like the old chance to go and work in the States, but now it's something you'll need to cross the border. And do you think, will there be any implications for the cost of your insurance, or will there be a cost on green cards?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I haven't actually contacted the insurance company yet to find out more information about it. But from the past, I've always stated on my insurance policy, you know, that I travel to the Republic of Ireland on a daily basis, you know, to let people, I suppose, to let the insurance company know my journey, you know, as such, because they do ask about, you know, your work commitment and so on. So they are aware of that information on my specific insurance policy. So they are. So I suppose people who are going to be traveling maybe frequently or daily or whenever, like maybe even once a year or whatever, we're probably going to have to let their insurance companies know so they can get this green card, you know.
And when it comes to South Armagh, I mean, it didn't have a good name back into Troubles, and places with names like Bessborough or Crossmaglen were rather known for their notorious reputation than more, rather than anything positive. Do you think there's a feeling that people have a fear that Brexit will bring some kind of return to that?
Yeah, very much so, Kieran. Like, I know from living in the area, like, it's the last thing that people want to see around our area is, you know, border posts or, you know, borders or checkpoints. Or I know that growing up during the Troubles, it was a particular bone of contention for people around the area that I live in, and it's definitely something that, you know, I think that, you know, all the governments involved in the Brexit process should try and stay away from at all cost, you know, even for just for the ease of movement of people and the ease of business and trade. And, you know, I think it's something that, you know, definitely don't want to, you know, it's something that people should try and, you know, encourage the free movement, you know.
And maybe for people who wouldn't be that familiar, can you tell us what it was like when you were growing up in South Armagh with regard to checkpoints and the Troubles?
Definitely, during the Troubles in the area of kind of South Armagh, like where there was a lot of British Army activity, and there was a lot of atrocities I know that happened over the years. But there was, like, you would regularly see helicopters in the air, and you would regularly see lookout posts on top of mountains and areas where roads were closed off, you know. And it's great to see that we have got away from that whole sense of kind of restrictions, you know, and we have a free movement of people. I know that it's made my life a lot easier now to be able to live in Northern Ireland and work in the Republic, you know. So,
And do you think yourself and your friends and families and stuff, would you feel that the peace process is a bit threatened by Brexit?
I do think so, and I think that's one of the things that the governments are very mindful of, isn't it? The Good Friday Agreement, that they don't want to they want to ensure that Brexit doesn't impact upon the Good Friday Agreement in any way or shape, which I think is very important. And especially, I think, too, President-elect Biden mentioned it, I think, last week. So he did, that he was talking to both the British Prime Minister and the Taoiseach, and they both agreed that there would be no border on the island of Ireland, which is great news, you know. So hopefully it'll be a positive step.
Yeah. And again, that area of South Armagh and even North Louth, around the hills and the valleys around there. I mean, would it be fair to say that once upon a time in the Troubles there was they were almost a kind of a no-go area, but Sliabh Gullion has changed quite a bit since then.
Not very much so. Like, I know that Sliabh Gullion now has a fantastic forest park area, so they have, which droves of people come to annually. They have invested a considerable amount of money in that area, so they have, to promote tourism. So they have, and it's a spectacular facility, so it is, and especially for families and kids to go there. Like, you know, it's an amazing place. And same around a lot of around, like, South Armagh, South Down, like Kilbroney Forest Park. There's a lot of untapped potential in these areas, that really, you know, I suppose, great area to go to with the family or friends, or for walks, or, you know, cycling. There's great potential.
Yeah, I think there's a big mountain cycling place up near Ross Trevor, and I know people go up from Dublin to cycle there, isn't there?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, there's Kilbroney Forest Park, and it's amazing. So it is great walks. So there is, and they have a caravan site as well. So they have great facilities for kids and for families. You know, great potential, I suppose. You know, great area.
And to bring it back a little bit to Newry was always a big shopping town for people in the south, and particularly people from Dublin to go up to Newry. Do you think there's a nervousness in the Newry businesses?
very hard to gauge, I suppose, at the moment, Kieran, just with the restrictions on the pandemic at the minute, so it is. But I do believe Newry businesses are concerned about it. You know, you're correct and right in what you're saying. A lot of people from the south come north throughout the year in order to maybe to avail of maybe the exchange rate between euro and sterling, and to, you know, to buy. There's loads of great shopping centres in Newry, and even further afield, even in the outlets in Banbridge, just further down the M1. There's lots of shops would be very concerned about it, I would say, at the moment, and they're probably keeping a very, very close eye on it. But I know that in the north, they have been trying to, and I suppose, prepare businesses more for the implications of Brexit, and what it's going to mean. But I suppose with hopefully when the Brexit agreement is agreed, there'll be more detail forthcoming at that point then to know what exactly is going to happen, you know.
And when it comes to just more ordinary things like, do you have friends and family either side of the border? And what might border checkpoints mean for visiting friends and family?
Yeah, it just creates more obstacles, Kieran. So it is. My wife is from the Dundalk, so she is, and we have a lot of family around the Dundalk area, and then all my family are just outside Newry in a small village called Bleak. So yeah, it would have major implications if we were visiting family or friends. I suppose it's just one of them things, like, we'd have to deal with if there is a checkpoint or if there is a border, you know. And that's
Yeah, it'll certainly make your commute longer coming to and fro from Dublin each day. We'll leave it at that, Paul. Thanks very much for your input, and perhaps we'll come back and talk to you again closer to the time, or perhaps after the actual Brexit time.
Kieran, thanks a million.
Yeah, thanks very much. And this interview was supported by the Communicating Europe Initiative.